from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I just pretend I'm not there. Let me get out the restroom. Hey,
what you got?
I just got a text from my buddy.
Lake up.
No.
No. No. That have been two Fridays in a row.
No. He keeps texting me. I'm trying to lose him. I just got asked a question.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
That
sit here and do a sugarcoat job.
It's a question that everybody loves to get asked. When you get asked this question, you're like, yes.
Do you want to dance?
Nope.
All right, what is it?
What's your mailing address? Yeah. Yeah, baby.
I'm thinking of Family Feud. Put it on the board. I don't know where I would put that. Okay, go ahead.
When anybody asks you,
number one.
When anybody asks you, what's your mailing address? Something's coming. And everybody still loves to get stuff in the mail.
That's great.
Yeah, my buddy's.
What's coming?
I don't know. That's what makes it so great.
But you need to know, then you know how sure. Excited to get.
Swag?
No.
Some kind of swag?
I ain't hating on you.
No.
Yeah, I need to know what it is to get that excited.
No, I mean.
Because I'll be like, what the hell? They want to know where my address is. Who is, you know.
What?
I got to see what quality of friend it is.
Your mailing address. Mm-hmm. I love it. All right. I'll be waiting on that, my friend.
What about the Kuminga calls? Who would pay them? Anybody?
Nobody.
Crickets.
See, that's where I'm not, you know, I'm not a real host.
Traditional.
Because I phrase questions poorly at times. When I say, hey, who out there would pay Kuminga? Nobody's going to say yes to that.
You know, the Warriors may, though.
Because people have level heads.
Yeah, the Warriors may.
No, they do.
But I can't believe... who's the guy we had on last year? BG Gelsheyer, when he said people around the league might like pods more than Kuminga.
I like pods more than Kuminga.
Just
on the number.
Well, that's different. You're grading on the curve then.
Well, that's.
But when I ask you, what do you really feel about Kuminga? Are you going to give him this extension? Is how you really feel?
I'm not giving him.
And I wonder if the Warriors feel like we just need to see one more year from you.
I hope that's what they're saying.
We got a super chat from Ian. Pay Kuminga. He might $5. He might not be worth it next year, but year 3 to 5, he'll easily be on a great deal entering his prime.
You know,
like something you might say.
Huh?
Sounds like something you might say.
I'm not paying him. I'm not paying him that much. I'm not paying him that much. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, it's not his fault that those are the parameters and that's how much he could get. I'm curious to see how this works.
But the one thing that I don't think people put enough stock in is if you just continue to pay guys, it has ramifications. You have to start if you pay Jonathan Kuminga that kind of money, then down the road, you're going to have to make sacrifices, probably. To me, the best teams in the league have a star. He makes the most.
Yeah.
Then they have a second best player. He makes the second most.
Gotcha.
The minute you have a player who's the fifth best player on your team, but he's making the most, you're in big trouble.
Wow.
You're in big trouble. I think.
Well, I'll tell you this about the current state of the Warriors. Let's put the right on the table, brought to you by Atco, Steiny. Forget the second best player on the Warriors. If Kuminga is not, if we don't know, or you feel like you don't know if you want to pay this man right now, then that's scary as hell about the Warriors' future in regard to life after Steph Curry. They don't have the guy yet.
No kidding.
No, pour me a double. A triple.
Is that just hitting you?
No, Kuminga for the last couple of years, he's been that guy.
What guy?
The next. When Curry and the big three
the
are
next
gone.
What?
Star, superstar or star.
Well, who thinks that?
Well, we're going to find out if the Warriors do.
Let me ask you this. Do you believe, and let's say, and I'll be honest, we don't know.
Yeah.
Do you believe in 4 years, Jonathan Kuminga can be the best player on your team and you're a contender, title contender?
I don't want to say no now.
Well, you have to, because you have to decide whether to pay him now.
I'm going to say 4 years, I'm going to say yes.
I'm saying no.
Wow.
He doesn't do enough.
Right now.
Right.
But you're saying in 4 years he couldn't get that.
There are some things that I think are harder to pick up.
I agree.
One thing is basketball instincts, and man, I'm not crazy
Pods
about
his. Pod has a lot of that.
You said
4 years. That's wow.
And this is also what happens. You know, if Kuminga's agent says, max, well, eventually Joe Lacob and Dunleavy have to say, okay, you want this guy to get the max. All right. He doesn't rebound. He doesn't pass. He can only guard on the ball. He's not a great three-point shooter.
Right now.
He can't change direction quickly with his dribble.
No. Right now, though, Steiny.
Right.
But you asked me 4 years.
Name me a player that's come into the league, didn't have a gift for passing, and developed a gift for passing.
You're going to laugh, but Jordan Poole? Or would you say he was a way better passer when he came in than Kuminga?
Well, he's a way better passer than Kuminga, but I don't think he's improved.
No, I get certain the gist guys, of what you're,
certain
what
guys
if you
see
the
think,
box of two of those things.
That's and not maybe a, that'd well, be then, a, good. Then I'll give you 160. If you're only checking the box for two, then I'll pay you for a player who only checks the box for two.
Yellow Jacket saying Kuminga's shown him more than Ayuk.
That's fine. That's fair. I'm just saying, if you have to make the decision right now, I don't see Kuminga ever being the best player on a great team.
Wow, man.
Now, again, I could be wrong. All I'm saying is the reason I'm saying that now is because I got to pay him.
But
I got to decide whether I can pay him.
If that's how you feel in your core, forget just the Warriors, Steiny.
Let me ask you this, Guru.
You shouldn't get that chicken if I don't look at you like that.
510, Guru, name me one thing Kuminga's done to deserve a max contract. A max.
His ability in open space to attack the rim with reckless abandon.
Has he improved his rebounding over the course of his career?
I would say not.
Has he improved his passing over the course of his career?
No.
Well, then what leads you to believe that those are going to come around the next 2 or 3 years?
So, again,
I like the guy, but I don't like...
Do you think...
Hit the pike with a max for Jonathan Kuminga.
Let's put another round on the table. Yes. You think he was untouchable this summer? Kuminga.
No,
you think
I don't.
A team, if they wanted him, they could have got him? If they overwhelmed the Warriors?
Yeah, I think they could have.
Mm.
I do.
I don't know how I feel about that.
It's a great, great point by the 925. You've got to want to pass. You've got to want to pass.
I like that.
It's one of the reasons why I love LeBron James, because he's Kobe. First and foremost a passer.
That
why would
crazy.
You say Kobe?
I would have some fun.
You got to want to pass.
He's one of the best.
Well, that's why LeBron is.
He's not.
Yeah, that's LeBron. Why LeBron is significantly better than Kobe Bryant.
Not at
because
the game
LeBron,
of basketball.
No, absolutely.
No, it's not.
LeBron.
Kobe
LeBron was
Stanley.
A much better passer and a more willing passer than Kobe Bryant.
But when Kobe wanted to pass, he could do it with the best of them.
When?
I mean, he's got 5 rings.
I mean, yeah, when he wanted to pass.
Oh, when? I got you.
Oh, so it's just
I
the
love
rings?
LeBron.
Well, he was always the best option scoring-wise on his team, so that's why he didn't pass as much. Why
LeBron,
passing really the best?
LeBron's always the best scoring option on his team.
Not
either.
Always. Not shooting.
Yeah. He's the all-time leading scorer in
NBA
history.
Yeah, but that's longevity, which he gets credit for.
That's right.
No doubt about it. But you talk about...
Just stop. Stop. If we're talking passing, stop. LeBron James is a significantly better passer than Kobe Bryant ever was. Stop.
Or a more willing passer.
Both. Huh? Come on, man.
You feel how you feel.
Kobe's a better passer than LeBron.
I go greater.
You
I
won't.
Go big picture.
You won't.
Yeah. Because
you know.
Saturday cinemas. I go player.
What's
the
Saturday
game of
bass, cinema?
The big picture. I go just real quick. Saturday. He's the second greatest basketball player I've ever seen.
In your Kobe mind. Bryant. That's
now,
great.
And LeBron is great. And you know why? He leads in points. He's not a scorer. He
That's
passes.
What makes him
no doubt.
The greatest player next
but
to Michael Jordan in
that,
my mind.
Let's just put you on the autopsy table and say, what can you do? Footwork, scoring, postgame. Kobe is right there next to Michael.
That's what you think.
It's incredible. He's got five.
That's what you think.
You think I'm by myself?
Probably not.
Okay.
I'm telling you, I think LeBron,
I love LeBron.
Is a much...
I not appreciate him.
I'll just say it. LeBron's better than Kobe. He did more. Sorry, that's the way I feel.
Game on the line, and you need a bucket.
Oh, now you're going to...
And we can go defense, too. Kobe's prime defense. I'll put it up there with anybody.
What about LeBron's?
Oh, it's great, too.
Thank you.
But what if you need a bucket?
Okay, that's part of the game.
This dude
what
had a smorgasbord of moves and could shoot with Bird like.
No,
Bryant could never do that, Stein.
Now he just
Come
said
on now.
Kobe can shoot like Bird.
You know what I mean.
But this is what I'm dealing with.
Hey, who hit the buzzer?
This is what I'm dealing with.
The Mamba? He's got 5 rings.
I know that.
He got Andrew Bynum, too.
I know that.
Oh, my God. Sasha. Like, Kobe is great. That LeBron's great, Steiny. I appreciate LeBron.
No, you don't.
I'm talking about just that cold killer assassin, footwork, pivot, handle.
Okay, if you want to say, hey, Steiny, Kobe Bryant's more of an assassin.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Assassin. Then LeBron James, fine. Okay, he's more of an assassin than LeBron James. If you want to talk about who the better player is, it's LeBron James.
How about the who's the most unselfish player?
LeBron.
No, that's I like that than better. There you go.
Kobe's better than Bird, and that bugs Steiny. That's not even about that. I could care less.
They're both
LeBron
great.
Might be better than Bird. But Kobe was not.
Oh my god!
To me, better than LeBron James.
Steiny,
what? I'll tell you right now. So if you have I'll do this.
Yeah.
888-957-9570. I'll bet you most people don't have Kobe as the second greatest player of all time.
I agree with that.
Okay, yeah. So most people will disagree with you.
But that's still not a slight. If you say you got him fifth or sixth, that's fine.
No, but
Michael Jordan, the clone of him, man.
Well, he's not.
Well, he's one ring behind him. And if he wouldn't have been tripping with Shaq, they could have beat Detroit in 04. Well,
John Sally. Here we go again. Okay, so the Lakers lost to Detroit in 2004, 4-1.
He would not pass.
4-1.
They had issues.
And you know what? You actually don't. Like, you reward Kobe Bryant for being that way in his finals. But when LeBron does it, then you rip him.
Yeah. Kobe has nothing on his ledger like the Dallas series on the biggest stage. Something was going on with LeBron. I don't know if it was rumors or whatever.
Well, you just said it yourself.
I'll never get over that. That is
what happened in 2004 with Kobe.
Well, that was.
Yeah, let me.
No, that wasn't. He was coming up small. He wasn't passing. You know what I mean? Like him and Shaq hated each other.
Okay. So the guy didn't pass in the NBA finals, but that's not a big deal.
I'm going to rest my case.
Should. You absolutely should. You absolutely should. You can have him too on your list. That's fine. I'm just saying, I think most people would disagree. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Boy, I'm getting a lot of. Thank you. And you know what? I appreciate it on the YouTube chat and the Xfinity mobile text.
What
line.
Do you
Thank
appreciate?
You very much. That 90, nobody's disagreeing with me. Please.
Ernie Chavez said, back to Kuminga.
he's our program director.
Yeah, he's got all the notes.
A couple other pieces of sound I wanted to jump on here on 95.7, the game. Let me see. Where's the
give me some TJ stuff.
What do you want?
Some TJ. I'm ready to go.
He's selling, man. TJ is like a Kirby salesman for his boy. And I get it. I just feel like it ain't working, bro.
Right, you know, we can do that. We can listen more to TJ Houshmandzadeh begging. Yeah, we can do that. This is on Shanahan.
Okay.
TJ Houshmandzadeh. He was on with Willard and Dibbs yesterday, and he came courtesy of the River Islands guest line.
Look at my man.
Kyle Shanahan is like, he's a headstrong person. He's a great coach, but he's a great coach that should probably have two Super Bowls also. Let's go back to Atlanta when you're calling the plays. You should have won that. You should have won this past season. Patrick Mahomes throw the ball. Get that ball to Christian McCaffrey. Game's over. You guys, you're a Super Bowl champ. And so just like there's some missteps that B.A. may have taken, Kyle Shanahan has had missteps also in coaching in the biggest games of his career. And it doesn't get easier by getting rid of good players.
Okay. Okay, so what is Kyle Shanahan making mistakes in the Super Bowl if he did have to do with paying Brandon Ayuk?
No, they don't. My bottom line is they don't feel this kid's worth it. And it's like what Willard said yesterday, and he's kept saying it all week. This is an episode of Friends. They really don't want to part. And if you really don't believe he's worth that, then make a decision and send his ass to wherever. And then Brandon, how dare you turn down 32 M's if your girlfriend and your brother were in your ear, if that's what it's about. But man, this thing needs to end before their first game against the New York Jets. Like, I don't know how this is doing the Niners any good. I'm not a ball coach, but I'll say that. What was Evan's word while you were gone last week? I still remember it today. Continuity.
Well,
this ain't
you continue to say this can't. Can't go to the Jets. Can't do that.
Are you saying there's a sense of urgency as you begin the preseason to get CD done?
No.
Why you say that?
I'm just
I went to high school or I went to college. I don't know why I said it, but I'm just saying I don't know. I don't have a sense of urgency about getting it done. Pick any reason you want. I said Nobu 2 days ago. Give that as a reason.
Yes, sir.
They're laughing at you, Jerry, not with you, dude. That hurt me. That's like my grandfather, man. That's too bad. I love Jerry more than anybody, man.
You guys,
that ain't cool.
You guys,
and everybody laughing like there's a joke. Y'all laughing at him.
You guys out there think like Jed York comes to work and he's nervous and he's like, oh boy, what are we gonna do with Brandon Ayuk today? Get out of here.
But you have to have some resolve, Stoney. Resolution. That's all.
No, you don't. Not for. Not
well,
right
who's
now.
Gonna win this? This is a standoff right now.
I don't know who's gonna win it.
Who's winning right now, do you think?
Nobody.
I think the Niners are.
Okay.
They're taking hits from if you're into the Niners get off the quiet offseason. It's about business. It's about the money business.
Tim Duncan, I have higher than Kobe Bryant. Duncan.
But I'm gonna shock you. That don't bother me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tim Duncan.
Yeah. He wasn't a guard.
Five in your face.
Yeah.
Tim Duncan, always the best player on his team. Kobe can't say that.
Yeah.
So drop him on your list.
I won't.
Move him down.
Just the stuff that's going through my mind, the games that I've seen him play.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
It's amazing how
he get to the elbow.
Bucket. Yeah, let me tell you, it's amazing we forget all the 9-for-24s. Amazing.
Now.
Sorry, it is.
You know how hard it is to create 24 shots in the NBA?
Don't put me in a spot where I'm saying Kobe stinks.
How many go in. There's an art on creating a shot.
Oh, thanks, Goo. Yeah. Appreciate that.
No, yeah, that's what I'm here for.
In that case, throw Kevin Martin up there. That guy got his shots with Sacramento. Buddy Hield actually could put up 20 a game.
Can somebody do a study, Evan, on Kevin Martin? How did he score in the league for the three?
That's all he did.
But he did it effectively.
Yeah, he did.
Did he just disappear?
Well, he won a lot, too. I will say this about Kobe Bryant. The one thing that I loved about him.
Oh.
I did. Dude, I'm the most objective person in the Bay Area.
Okay, finish. I want to know what you loved about
the thing that I loved about Kobe Bryant is he didn't ever complain about guys with the shot clock running down.
Wow, Stein.
Who didn't want to take the shot, who gave it to him with 3 seconds left on the shot clock, meaning he had to take a bad shot, which affected his percentage. But he never, ever, ever complained about that. That's what I respect about Kobe Bryant.
Hey, I appreciate
one
that.
One thing. No, I mean, I respect more than one thing. That's just one thing.
I love it, man.
Played hurt, too. Yellow jacket, right on the money. One of the toughest players.
Digits.
In the history of our league.
Yep. But Tim Duncan, I'm not mad at all. That was a bad dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, how is Kobe as a teammate?
F. And then
I wouldn't give him an F.
Until you put him up when Gasol came and he took on leadership and he got the two rings. But before then, Stoney, I could get how, who's this young punk? You know, rapping and doing all this stuff. But
Kobe rapped?
Oh my God, Stoney.
I'm serious.
Yeah, Kobe rapped.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. It was about the time he went to the prom with
Brandy.
Brandy. Look at my guy.
Yeah, it happened in my hometown. Philly, baby. Yes. Stoney.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Right. Or Mary.
And that's another thing I respect about him. He's from Philly.
Yep.
Well, he grew up in Italy. I know.
Speak four languages.
I know. You know what?
How many can you speak?
Barely one.
Yeah, some would say I have one.
Although, you know
point.
What? I'll be honest with you.
Spanish.
Just get me to Mexico City for 3 weeks and I'll be speaking fluent Spanish.
I'm shocked your parents didn't make you take.
I'm pissed off at my mom who didn't speak Italian to me as a child. My mom speaks Italian because her mother never... You know, our mother was from the old country.
Yeah.
Where's Spadone?
Well, son, you've had years to learn Italian.
Right.
And you blame it on your mother?
had she instilled the foundation at a young age, oh my God, could you imagine Steiny able to converse in Italian?
I expect you to know another language.
How do you say Casanova in Italian? California.
Isn't your last name German?
That's my dad's side.
Yeah, but imagine Steinmetz speaking Italian.
Man. Hey, Donald Trump, I identify more with my Italian side. How about that?
I'm kidding about Trump.
I'm not going there.
I'll give you one.
And I'm 2% sub-Saharan.
Wow.
You know what? What are those things, Ancestry.com or whatever?
Yeah.
I should probably do that.
It lies.
That's what I heard. That,
I got a story about it. I don't know if I want to bring it to air.
I do want to hear it.
Okay.
I think everybody wants to hear it. Well, I'll tell you what.
This is a real one.
We got
a lot of us are shocked in the Johnson household.
Well, we don't have enough time to do it now, but I'll tell you what. You guys know Xfinity Mobile Text Line and the YouTube chat. Do you want to hear Guru's story about trying to find out his lineage?
Ancestry.com.
Okay. Ancestry.com. Put a poll up. 888-957-9570. Yes or no. What's coming up next on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises. That segment was also brought to you by Safeway. Now,
from the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.